الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين وقال سبحانه وتعالى واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما سأل أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين respected elders, our young friends and our sisters in Islam. These are the days in which we remember the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. As an ummah we follow the legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام is made up of his entire life. From the very, very onset of his life is made up of qurban, a sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the Islamic month, the first month is Muharram. The last month is Dhul Hijjah. In the beginning, we remember the sacrifice of Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma, the son of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. At the end of the year, we remember the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. But see, this is beginning and end. But if you look at the entire year, it's all sacrifices that Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam during the course of his lifetime, even Rasulullah gave. If you ask yourself, when was the battle of Khaybar against the Jewish community? It happened in 7 AH. What was the month? It was the month of Muharram. In the month of Safar, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam sent a group of 70 Sahaba, and they are known as Sariyatul Qurra. And deceivingly, they were all martyred besides two. So 68 of them were martyred. In the month of Rabiul Awwal, what happened in the month of Rabiul Awwal? Rasulullah alayhi salam migrates himself from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. We don't realize today the severity and the sacrifice an individual has to give when he does qurbani. Sorry, when he does hijrah. Hijrah is not easy. If you have to move from one house to another house in the same locality, it's very difficult. Ask the women who have to pack all the boxes. And then you have to look for, you know, mashallah, a removals company. And then you have to offload everything in the new house. And then you have to get used to the new environment. Rasulullah alayhi salam, migration happened in the month of Rabiul Awwal. If you carry on, Jumad al-Ula is the month in which Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam sent a group of Sahaba, 3,000 of them, to the Battle of Muta. To the Battle of Muta in 8 AH prior to Fatuh Makkah. Look at Fatuh Makkah, it was in the month of Ramadan. Look at the Maidan of Badr, the Battle of Badr, it was in the month of Ramadan. Look at the Battle of Uhud, it was in the month of Shawwal. Look at Dhul Qa'dah, Rasulullah alayhi salam lay siege against the Banu Qurayza in the month of Dhul Qa'dah. Rasulullah's Hajj, the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah left in the month of Dhul Qa'dah. If you look at the entire year, you will see sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life is to do with sacrifice. Hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, Rasulullah alayhi salam says, "Hujibatil jannatu bil makarih." Hujibatil jannatu bil makarih wa hujibatil nar bil shahawat. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Jannat is surrounded by undesirable things. And Jahannam is surrounded by desirable things. You want to go to do haram. You want to have a relationship illicit with the opposite gender. Na'udhu billah. But you know, all these things apparently are very easy. But on the other side of these desires is what? It's hellfire. On the other side, you don't want to wake up in the summer for Fajr. You don't want to wake up. You don't want to wake up for Fajr namaz in the morning, in the summer. This is what on the other side of that, inshallah, is Jannah. So the entire life of a believer rotates around sacrifice. The entire life. Now, inshallah, you know, for me and you, what does sacrifice mean? We are never going to sacrifice our children. And you know, if you see a dream that you are slaughtering your son, do you tomorrow have to go and sacrifice your son? Do you have to go to Makkah Mukarramah, take your son to Mina and slaughter him? Why? Because I saw a dream? No, you know, for me and you, sacrifice is much, much easier. And that sacrifice for me and you, and mashallah, not only will we be able to do that sacrifice very, very easily, Allah Ta'ala will give me and you the reward of an accepted Umrah and Hajj if we do it. You know, today we speak about the Qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But ask yourself, am I able to sacrifice my sleep in the summer to come to the masjid, or maybe even wake up at home and read Fajr namaz at home? You know, take something back. For today, take something back. The sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam was immense. We can only speak about that. We can never ever fathom what Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam did. You know, mashallah, they say, what is the day of Eid? What is the day of Eid? They say it is a graduation ceremony of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. When Allah Ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam with multiple tests, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, he completed every single one. Ibrahim alayhi salam opened eyes not only in a house where there was idolatry. Ibrahim alayhi salam's eyes opened in a household where there was an idol maker who used to sell idols. And the father of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was an idol maker. He was an idol seller. Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in that kind of an household. Now just imagine to go against the norms of society, to go against the entire community, to go against your father, to go against your family, to go against the entire community, and then eventually to go against the king of the time, whereby you are guaranteed you are going to be killed. See, what do we read in these days? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. This is what? This is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam to this ummah. When you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this is a manifestation of the iman of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is telling me and you, your father and your household can go against you. Don't worry. Why? Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. If you have Allah on your side, you mustn't worry. You can have the entire community go against you. Don't worry. Why? Allahu Akbar. You can have the entire you can have the elite of the community. You can have the king go against you. But even then, what do you have? Allahu Akbar. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life is a manifestation of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah is a manifestation of Tawheed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life, what did he do? Okay, he acknowledged Tawheed, he propagated Tawheed. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam's mission. MashaAllah, if you look at the surahs of the Quran, if you look at, it's a beautiful sequence of the Quran. It's a beautiful, beautiful sequence of the Quran. I don't want to go off topic. But you know, but just to give you an idea, Allah starts with the surahs of إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. There Allah Ta'ala mentions Akhirat. The next surah is وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا. There Allah Ta'ala mentions Dunya. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيِّرِ الْتَشَدِيدِ. Man is very greedy. Allah says man is very greedy. Al-Qari'ah, Allah Ta'ala brings you back to the Akhirat. Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةِ. Al-Hakum al-Takathur, Allah brings us back to the dunya. The greed of amassing wealth has made you heedless. What did Allah do? Akhirat, dunya, akhirat, dunya. Wal-Asr, Allah is telling me and you still have time. But your time is limited. The time you have between Asr to Maghrib, that's what you have left of your life. So in other words, your time that has gone, see those people who have become 40, 50 years old now, what guarantee do we have we are going to live until 60 and 70? You don't have a guarantee you will live till tomorrow. Rasulullah says, I don't have a guarantee when I do salam on one side that I will do salam on the other side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you still have time. If you don't value time, then remember wail. The next surah is wailul likulli humazatil lumaza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying wail. Destruction will come upon you if you don't utilize your time. And then Rasulullah alayhi and then Allah ta'ala is telling me and you, let me give you the role model. Who you need to follow? You need to follow Muhammad. Who was Muhammad? He was born in Amul Fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Where was he born? He was born in Quraysh. Li'ilafi Quraysh. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah are told, you don't deserve to take the legacy of the Ka'batullah. Why? Because you are ara'ita alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. You are the ones who deny the deen. You are the ones who deny, push away the orphans. You are this, you are this, you are this. Who deserves to have the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. It's Muhammad alayhi salam. Why? Because we gave him everything. Rasulullah salam was given everything. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And oh Muhammad, because we gave you everything. In Makkah Mukarramah, you can stand in front of the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. You tell me, how many people did Rasulullah have in Makkah Mukarramah? How many people, how many followers did Rasulullah have in Makkah Mukarramah? Not many. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was number 39 in Islam. Number 39. Abdullah ibn Umar was approximately number 40 into Islam. So father and son, Abdullah ibn Umar and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, 39 and 40. And that was 6 years into the nubuwa of the Messenger of Allah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar is revealed, and Rasulullah is being told, oh Muhammad, you can announce to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama. What do you announce? You can wage war against them. Just imagine Rasulullah is alone in Makkah Mukarramah with a handful of people, and he's telling the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. I will not worship what you worship. You will not worship what you worship. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. And you know, when there is a war, when there is an announcement of war, then mashallah, you have either a victor and you have someone who's defeated. So mashallah, the orange man has been defeated and Iran has been triumphant. You know, mashallah, I'm sure you know. Okay, what's happened? You know, they say, if Trump has come up with a deal, then most certainly it's a deal which is showing that he has lost. You know, today the entire world is saying, mashallah, now people understand what Iran has. They've got the Strait of Hormuz. See, mashallah, what a small amount of water can do. What a small amount of water can do. The Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. With water we gave life. Now, mashallah, the people have realized, Iran and the Strait of Hormuz can bring the entire world economy to a standstill. So when you wage war, there is victory, there is defeat. So the Messenger of Allah is being told, you don't worry, the victory belongs to you. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And oh Muhammad, you want to see how we have already assisted you and defeated your enemy. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ. That is the destruction of Abu Lahab. But oh Muhammad, when you become victorious, don't leave your mission. What is your mission? Your mission is Tawheed. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Samad. That is the mission of Tawheed. And oh Muhammad, know when you stand up with Tawheed, when you stand up with Tawheed, you are going to have enemies. You will have internal enemies, you will have external enemies. Who are your internal enemies? That is Iblis. That is Shaitan. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Who are your external enemies? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. So this is a manifest. If you look at the entire sequence of the Quran right in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the entire ummah to follow the role model of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, our connection to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam does not only go back to Qurbani. It does not only go back to the sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave. Our connection to Ibrahim alayhi salam is very, very close. Very, very close. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, أنا دعوة أبي إبراهيم. I am the dua, I am the manifestation of the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Rasulullah was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But our connection to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is very deep. Very, very deep. Our connection to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is with Tawheed, with Salat, with Zakat, with Hajj, and with Sawm. If you look at our five ibadat, you can see the legacy that we follow is the legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And mashallah, you know, the ulama have mentioned, if there was no other virtue of Ibrahim alayhi salam but this one, it would have been enough. And that is, the messenger of Allah is told in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, sorry, the messenger of Allah was told that you must follow the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Just imagine the greatest individual to set foot on the earth. We call him Imamul Anbiya. Rasulullah did imamat of 123,999 Anbiya on the occasion of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj before Rasulullah goes for Al-Mi'raj. The Messenger of Allah did imamat for how many people? 123,999. And Rasulullah was the Imam. So Rasulullah is the greatest individual that walked this earth. But even Rasulullah was told, you must follow the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So our connection to Ibrahim alayhi salam is very deep. Very, very deep. Look at Tawheed. We take it from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is a remind, remember, you know, la, the takbirat that we reread after every farz namaz. The 23 salat that we read. Those 23 salat takbirat are a reminder to us of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's entire life was made up of Allah. Allah is great. There is no one greater than Allah. Neither your wealth, neither your status, nothing at all, neither your fame. Okay, great is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah is a manifestation of tawheed. Allahu Akbar, again, you are reiterating the same thing. Why? Because you are fully convicted to believe Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than everyone. You know, mashallah, we are saying in four rakat salat, 22 times, Allahu Akbar. And go outside the masjid and mashallah, subhanallah, you know the way we parked and someone tells us you have parked wrong, mashallah, you say where Allahu Akbar is gone. If someone tells me I'm doing something wrong outside the masjid, okay, you know, the arrogance and the takabbur of an individual comes to the forefront. And then you realize really how much arrogance we have and how much we lack humility. Khair, inshallah, look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, be it tawheed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you know, opened his eyes in a house of idolatry. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's entire life was a manifestation of tawheed. What did the Messenger of Allah tell me and you? When your children, when your kids are able to speak, the first thing you teach them is La ilaha illallah. Not Abba, not Amma, not Dada, Dadi, Nana, Nani. And mashallah, now mother and father are fighting. You know why? Because what did the child say first? Abba or Amma? Did the child say mom first or did the child say dad first? No, you should be fighting. I will convince my child to say Allah first. Rasulullah says very, very clearly, when your children are able to speak, the first thing you teach them is Tawheed. You teach them La ilaha illallah. Salat, we go back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salah wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Zakat, we go back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because Ismail alayhi salam in the Quran in Surah Maryam, Allah says wadhkur fil kitab Ismail innahu kana sadiq al-wa'd wa kana rasul an-nabiyya wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis-salati waz-zakat. And Ibrahim alayhi salam educated his son of zakat. Ismail educated his community. So zakat as well has a connection to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Fasting has a connection to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because the ayat of the Quran, yatlu alayhim ayatik. Oh Allah, send a Nabi. Oh Allah, send a Nabi amongst them that will do this, this and this. And he will read your ayat to them. And ayat is a reference to the Quran. And when was the Quran revealed? It was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan is connected to fasting. So Ibrahim alayhi salam and fasting also goes hand in hand. And then you've got, you know, Hajj, everyone knows. The Ka'batullah connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Maqam Ibrahim connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa connected to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Mina and the sacrificing of a child connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So in every way, we are very, very closely attached to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But now I want to leave you with a message. And that message is one. See, there are many, many qualities in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Many, many qualities. I want to leave you with two. Bas. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِذَا قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Lord said to Ibrahim, submit. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam straight away submits. And that's what you take from the day of sacrifice. That's what you take. Me and you are not going to sacrifice our children. Me and you only have to sacrifice our desires. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, in Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he writes, if you are not able to stand in Arafat, because you are not in Makkah Mukarrama, you are not in Medina Munawwara, you are not in Arafat, you are not in Muzdalifa. If you are not able to stand and do wukuf in Arafah, but you know, you can stand where the limits of Allah are obligating you to stand, and you don't go beyond that. Allah Ta'ala has told me and you, there are some red lines for me and you in Islam. What do? We stand there, we don't go beyond that. So if you can't do wukuf in Arafah, then at least you can stand at the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. You know, how can you, inshallah, if you can't do sacrificing of an animal, there's one thing you can do. You can sacrifice your desires. You tell me how many people it is your desire to sleep over Fajr, not wake up for Fajr. From the day of Eid, if there's only one thing that you can do afterwards, and that is wake up for Fajr namaz every day. Wake up for Fajr namaz every day. Inshallah, you've taken something from the day of Eid. You believe me, that is the day of Eid for you. Every day that you wake up and you read Fajr namaz, especially with jama'at, acknowledge and remember that is your sacrifice, alhamdulillah, that will go a very, very long way. What does the Quran say? Wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Wal fajr. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of the fajr time. What's the last word in wal fajri wa layalin ashr? Wadukhuli jannati. In other words, look at the beginning of the surah, look at the end of the surah. Wal fajr and jannati. You want entry into Jannah, you are going to have to be punctual with your fajr namaz. And how will that come? What's the word before wadkhuli jannati? What's before that? Fadkhuli fi ibadi. And then wadkhuli jannati. You stay in good company, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give it to you. You stay in good company, and then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give you the tawfiq of fajr. Before you go to sleep in the evening, before you go to sleep, if you are spending 2 hours on TikTok, if you are spending time on scrolling and you are doing doom scrolling, you call it. Doom scrolling. You think you will wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning? It's impossible. How you spend your day is how you will spend your night. And if your day is not good, Allah Ta'ala will not give you the tawfiq to wake up for Fajr namaz. If you want to wake up for Fajr namaz, then you are going to have to make sure your days are good and they are not spent in haram. So one thing we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when someone tells you this is the hukam of Allah, when someone tells you this is in the Quran, this is in the hadith, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab gives a lecture to the community. He's giving a lecture. And he says, don't give a lot of dowry to the women. لا تغالو في صدقات النساء. Don't give excessive dowry. One lady stands up and says, who are you to say no? When the Quran says, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا, Sayyidina Umar said, I'm sorry. And كَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab used to stop in front of the Quran. This is, so number one, learn to become submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one lesson, and from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, never lie. Inshallah, Allah says in the Quran, I'll finish on this. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a very, very honest man. He's a very honest man. I'll finish on this, inshallah. Last point, inshallah. And then I'll mention the sequence of salat. And then, inshallah, we'll start. You know, they say, if you want to understand the severity of an injunction from the Quran, then see where Allah has mentioned it. Where did Allah mention lying? Allah mentions it with idolatry. وَجْتَنِبُوا وَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْزَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions lying and idolatry in the same sentence. Why? Because of the severity. Where Allah Ta'ala mentions the munafiqeen in the Quran. The munafiqeen. Where Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran. What does Allah say? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. for the munafiqeen, there is a severe torment. Why? Because they were liars. Because they were liars. Inshallah, I'll finish on this, inshallah. You know, just remember, speaking lies is like taking a painkiller. And speaking the truth is like surgery. A painkiller will give you temporary relief. Surgery will give you complete relief. Inshallah, if you want sukoon in life, you have to learn to speak the truth. And that is a legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. How do we read each salat? There is two rakats. You don't have to make this intention with your tongue. MashaAllah, everyone came here to read, not Fajr namaz. Everyone came here to read each salat. So your intention when you left home was each salat. It's two rakats. It is wajib, and you read it with six extra takbirs. And mashallah, you will see there's no azan, there's no iqamat. For this salat, there was no azan, there was no iqamat. Why? Because Allah is telling me and you, okay, you should have prepared in the days, 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, so much that you won't have to be called, you don't have to be called to come to the masjid. You will come yourself, because you prepared yourself. So you say Allahu Akbar, and you tie your hands, read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jidduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And then the imam will say Allahu Akbar three times. So three times, you raise your hands, release. Raise your hands, release. The third time, raise your hands and fold. And thereafter, Suratul Fatiha, and thereafter some recitation of the Quran, you go into ruku and you finish the rakat. In the second rakat, now, Suratul Fatiha, and the surah will be first. Before you go into ruku, the imam will say Allahu Akbar four times. The first three times, you raise, release. Raise, release. Raise, release. And the fourth time, the takbir will be to go into ruku. And thereafter, the normal salat will finish, inshallah. And then there will be a very, very small brief, inshallah, dua that everyone can make themselves. And thereafter, we have the two khutbahs. And these khutbahs are also wajib. So inshallah, if everyone can please straighten your rows, and we will start salat, inshallah. Khalid, inshallah, if you can let me know when everyone's ready, inshallah. Brother Nuruddin, inshallah, please. Bismillah. Inshallah, we'll be starting, inshallah. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم
إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه، ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم، قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان. اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام. اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن. اللهم لك الحمد بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزى الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم في العراق وفي إيران وفي لبنان وفي الشام وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم أهلك أعداءنا اليهود والنصارى، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم امحو آثارهم، اللهم اقطع دابرهم، اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. الحمد لله نوع لعباده مواسم الطاعات ورتب عليها جزيل الثواب وجميل العطيات. والصلاة والسلام على خير البريات، أفضل من بالبيت طاف وسعى ووقف بعرفات وبمزدلفة ومنى ورفع هنالك الدعوات. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه ما دامت الأرض والسماوات، وعلى آله وصحبه أولي الفضل والدرجات. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون، اتقوا الله ربكم وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا ذا أمركم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المؤمنون، هذا يوم عيدكم وفرحكم وموسم حجكم ونحركم. فعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه قال: قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ما هذه الأضاحي؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا: فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وأدام الله فرحتكم وسعادتكم إذا اجتمعتم بهذه المناسبة صغارا وكبارا والشيوخا وشبابا آباء وأبناء، وأردتم الفلاح في دنياكم وآخرتكم فعليكم أوامر ربكم. فأكثروا من الصلاة والسلام على نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تهجروا القرآن حتى يكون يوم القيامة شفيعا لكم. وعليكم بالذكر والتسبيح والتهليل والاستغفار، فاجعلوه دوما على ألسنتكم. واغتموا خمسا قبل خمس في دنياكم: شبابكم قبل هرمكم، وصحتكم قبل سقمكم، وغناكم قبل فقركم، وفراغكم قبل شغلكم، وحياتكم قبل موتكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها الآباء، احرصوا على تربية أبنائكم وبناتكم، وكونوا لهم قدوة حسنة لتروا ثمرة تربيتكم، وأكثروا الدعاء لصلاحهم لتقر أعينكم. وأنتم أيها الأبناء، اتقوا الله في والديكم وأطيعوهما كما أمركم ربكم. فالبر بالوالدين واجب عليكم، وهو سبب للتوفيق والنجاح في دنياكم دنياكم وأخراكم. وتذكروا قول ربكم: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا، نفعني الله وإياكم بما في القرآن والحديث من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه وتوبوا إليه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، وبفضله تحصل الدرجات، وبكرمه تبدل الخطيئات، وهو الذي وفق المؤمنين لطاعته وجعل سعيهم مشكورا ومن عليهم بفضله وجعل جزاءهم موفورا. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الخلق إمام المرسلين، وعلى آله وأصحابه المفلحين الصادقين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. ما أعظم هذا الدين، يدعو الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده لزيارة بيته الحرام الذي جعله مثابة للناس وأمنا، ليجمعوا أمرهم ويوحدوا صفهم ويشحذوا حممهم وليخذوا تفثهم وليتوفوا بالبيت العتيق. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. الإسلام يوحد الأمة، فلماذا تتشتت؟ الإسلام يعز الأمة، فلماذا تذل؟ الإسلام يعني الأمة، الإسلام يغني الأمة، فلماذا تفتقر؟ الإسلام يهدي الأمة، فلماذا تضل؟ وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله؟ ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. هذا، وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير الورى وأفضل من وطئ الثرى، كما أمركم بذلك المولى جل وعلا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين سادتنا الكرام أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وأن سائر صحابته صحابة نبيك أجمعين صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. تعادلوا عباد الله، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى أمر بقوله: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. عيدكم سعيد، تقبل الله منا ومنكم إن شاء الله، جزاكم الله أحسن الجزاء إن شاء الله. May everyone have a good Eid inshallah.
Thank you.